What's going on, guys? Welcome to Paneloid's comic book live stream. I'm your host, Pierre, and tonight's show is another special game night. We'll be delving deep into the Marvel Universe with an exhilarating match of Trivial Pursuit. Marvel's Infinity Saga Ultimate Edition. But wait, it gets even better. We have a special guest joining us tonight, none other than the incredible Juan Reads Comic. Juan, why don't you introduce yourself? Let us know what your TikTok is all about and what you've done to prepare for tonight.
So my TikTok is all about just reading comics. I'm a novice voice actor, which I'm trying to get into, do a little bit of here and there voice acting. But I just read comics. And what I did to get ready and prepared for today was I got all the way up to Civil War. I watched Civil War last night. I didn't get to watch. There was like, what, 10 more movies left? That's wild. I couldn't get through all of them. But
I hope you get nothing but Captain Marvel questions.
I do have to say that we did have a guest on before you, and they watched a recap. I'm not going to mention any names, but they did watch a recap, and they lost. So, just saying. Oh, hey, Comic Talk. I'm glad you're here.
I love how Juan has everyone rooting for him. Motherfuckers, I've been here this whole time.
So I guess, Kyle, you tell me how we're going to do this. I mean, you're the best at this. Tell us the rules.
Yeah, see, I don't play because it wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be fair, yes, because you didn't play the first time we did this shit.
I should have cheated.
You know what? I actually was thinking about buying it so I could read some and I could study as well.
Oh, man.
I was going to buy it too.
I found it for a discount recently on vacation. I did not do it.
And I was going to keep the questions in my bathroom. So every time I went to the pooper, I'd be on there just like, you know, quizzing myself because I'm thinking about Pierre at the same time. But other than that.
Oh, all right. That's a weird place to think about me, but I'll take it. At least someone's thinking about me, you know?
All right. The rules. So I don't have the patience to set up the board and the pie pieces and all that fun stuff. So I have an Excel sheet that no one can see but me. So you have to trust me. It's color-coded. So I'm going to go in order. Pierre goes first because he won. Juan goes second because he's new here. And Jeremiah goes last because he's always been last.
Yes, that is true.
You'll say the color you want. I'll remind you of the colors. If you say a color doesn't exist, I'm going to read a random color. You answer the question, right or wrong, you get a point, you don't get a point. If you try and answer someone else's question, go for it. None of it matters. You're not getting a point for it. And that's pretty much it. First one to win or the most right by 8-ish or till I'm just sick of reading wins. So with that, we shall begin.
Let's go.
Pierre, unmute yourself and give me the first color you would like to attempt.
Right. So should I like describe how the color means something to me and like go really into
no,
that?
No, please.
Because you really like that for the clips.
So when I make the clips, I cut them all out. You're just scamming yourselves more questions. Now, if you're winning and you're trying to stall because you already have the lead, I'll take points away because, you know. And when Pierre really is like winning more than he should be, I won't give him the color he asked for. No one will know, but I will know.
Let's go.
I was going to bring a piece of paper actually for that. I forgot. I was going to color code a piece of paper to remember, but yeah, let's just.
To make sure.
I'll try to remember it.
All right. Green, yellow, orange, red, blue, or purple?
Let's go red because of the. Okay. No.
No. What type of footwear does King T'Challa wear on the first day he is king?
It's on you. I feel like it's Adidas.
Wait, after you feel like it's Adidas. Is that the final answer?
I just felt like that because they got sponsored and they made like those sneakers that were really ugly. Remember those? They're really bad. Then you were like, oh, they're kind of nice. I was like, no, they're not.
I don't remember. Yeah. Would anyone like to answer for no points?
Chocolates. They were sandals.
So the correct answer and the exact wording is royal sandals. Juan, if that was your question, we would have given it to you, but it was not. It was Pierre's question, so there's no points. Juan, is now your turn. Pick a color.
I'm genuinely nervous. The fact that he remembered the feet, like what the feet look like. Wow.
Yeah, I would say answering other people's questions is good for intimidation. It hasn't worked out for Jeremiah quite yet.
It hasn't, but...
But you've gotten more right that way.
Yeah, but also, this could be Juan's wheelhouse. Feet could be where Juan thrives.
He rewatched like 70% of the movies, so... Yeah. All right. Green, yellow, orange, red, blue, or purple?
Let's go blue.
Where did the mobile Red Room stay hidden?
Oh.
He didn't get to Black Widow on this, did he?
I didn't. It was like, the only thing I can remember, it was like this like floating spaceship that I can remember. That was the only thing I could remember of. It was like a floating spaceship in the sky. Final answer.
So the correct answer is in the sky. I say we give it to him.
Yeah, no, he got it.
He gave us more.
All right, yeah.
He got it.
He can have it.
He 100% got it. That was good.
Pierre, you are not in the lead, probably for the first time ever.
This is scary.
That's not true. That's not true.
Jeremiah has been our fact checker, and he hasn't been very good at fact checking. For the record, he's been getting facts wrong.
We don't talk about
lately.
That, okay? We clip it and post it later to show everyone.
Give me purple, Kyle.
What S.H.I.E.L.D. agent first gets impersonated by a Skrull? Oh, that's tricky. I don't think that's fair.
Nick Fury.
Would anyone like to correct Jeremiah?
It was Elliot.
For no point.
Elliot Ross or whatever that guy's name, the other guy, the agent Ross, like his name is. No.
That wasn't.
No. I thought it was him.
I don't know if that's a real person. Oh.
Yes, Agent Ross is a real person. Juan, do you have any idea?
Rhodey?
Oh!
No, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, but it is actually Agent Phil Coulson.
What?
No idea. You said purple, right? I read the right answer.
Yeah, I said purple.
Did this just confirm he's alive? Okay. Did this just confirm Agent Phil Coulson is alive?
Well, he's been alive because of
I think he is alive.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah.
So did that happen to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., maybe?
Not that I remember.
Oh, you watched it.
Yes, yeah, I did watch a lot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
I can't remember when Phil was impersonated by a Skrull.
Did you watch the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't believe I saw the final
two. No one watched the end.
Yeah, no one watched it.
They probably happened at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Probably.
No, it was in the beginning of the first episode of Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion. It was the first episode. Yes.
Coulson's not in that show. That was Agent
right
Ross
at
you're
the
thinking of.
Right at the beginning, Coulson goes to meet somebody, but it's not Coulson. And then, or was it?
Oh, that was, what's his name?
That was Agent Ross. Martin.
That was Ross? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That was Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That's right? Where your brain was at, which was fine, but yeah.
Yeah. No,
I don't remember it being Coulson.
That's what I thought it was.
Anyway. Right, I'm going to put that one to the side, because that I want to actually know. So that is we're going to fact check Trivial Pursuit. All right, Pierre.
I don't like red. Let's go blue. Red was harsh.
Where do the Guardians battle an obelisk feeding on an alien race batteries? Where do the Guardians battle on an obelisk? Obelisk? Obelisk.
Obelisk?
So what we do... Obelisk? So what we do when I can't say words is we put them in the chat for all to see, which I spelt it wrong, so that's not going to help anybody. A, B, man.
I don't even remember the question anymore. I'm so focused on what this word is.
Yeah, I don't remember the question.
Guess the word before Kyle types it out.
Obelisk.
Okay. Obelisk. Yeah.
Obelisk. Where do the Guardians battle an obelisk feeding on an alien race's batteries?
I can confirm that you spelling it out or saying it did not help me.
I'm sorry. Yep. I try to give you everything.
I don't know if it's a thing or a building, or I don't know what is it. They were fighting it on top of it.
Yes. No, and yeah, fighting.
They
it.
Were fighting oh. it, and what was the question?
Battle and obelisk feeding on alien race's battery.
Oh,
so it was,
wait,
it was
I need to know which
battery,
what planet they were on,
where it was.
Oh, I have no idea, but it was against like the little pigeon people.
Yeah,
and they're all like. Ah! Fucking going wild in the guns, and Thor was beating on their asses.
I don't think, not quite.
It was close. The opening of Guardians 2.
Oh, that place. Yeah.
But I don't know what planet it was on.
Yeah, I don't know the planet.
Also, can I just want to take one step back real quick. Stan, last, you were correct. It was in Captain Marvel that Phil Coulson was impersonated by a Skrull in the opening scene after she crashes to Earth in the Blockbuster parking lot. I just double checked. So
That would make sense if I paid attention for Captain Marvel.
So I did double check it. Pierre did not know the answer. Juan, do you know the answer?
I don't.
Is it? It's not nowhere, right?
No. Can I give Pierre a hint?
No, he doesn't deserve a hint.
Well, not to like get it right, just like to like make him feel bad. Like a post-loss hint.
Post-loss hint. Okay, go ahead.
No, I have no idea.
Sovereign.
That didn't help.
Remember you sang a song for me?
Nope.
I was supposed to figure that out. It's the Sovereign.
Oh, what that clip where
wait, hold on. Is it the plane?
Yeah, it's the actual
plane.
Yeah,
is
it's
the
like
sovereign?
The Sovereign, okay. Right? Yeah.
Right.
I got the song wrong, but that's the noise you made for me.
Yep.
Juan's in the lead, and he gets to go again.
You should stitch that clip to this clip.
Hi, Dakota.
Yeah. So it makes sense. All right. Green, yellow, orange, red, blue, or purple.
Let's go with green.
What was Nick Fury's first job straight out of high school?
Okay. Wow. Okay. A paper boy. I don't know.
It's not a paper boy. It is.
Movie theater.
No. It's a soldier.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
I will go with red, Kyle.
What type of musician is Agent Phil Coulson apparently dating? Oh, okay. I remember.
Like, what type of musician is Phil Coulson?
Is Phil Coulson dating? Yes.
I'm really testing our Phil Coulson knowledge.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
I do remember this, but I don't think I remember
the name. A flautist?
Can you say that word again?
A flautist. Someone who plays the flute.
Okay. I knew what it was. I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Flautist. That's how you say it.
Flutist.
It is a cellist.
So someone who plays a cello. That was going to be my second guess. Motherfucker.
No points, Jeremiah, for knowing the ist versions of the instruments. Pierre?
I'm going to go back to red. I didn't like blue either, so let's go back to red.
What type of root does Gamora refuse to give Nebula because it both wasn't ripe and she hated her?
You're getting a lot of Guardians 2 questions.
Yeah, but just like really specific question. What kind of fruit did she give Nebula because she hates her?
Because she hates her.
I don't know. I don't know, man. A kiwi. Fucking kiwi.
I believe it was an apple?
No.
Okay. Juan?
A peach?
It's a yarrow, you know, that beloved fruit. Yep, yarrow. Yep,
a yarrow.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I
just got one yesterday at the grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, they're very, very yarrow flavored. They're in season.
Yarrow flavored.
My wife just made yarrow bread.
Yep. Ah, love it.
I'm having a slew of technical difficulties, by the way.
Yeah, your mic keeps fucking shocking me.
Yeah. We're also not on Facebook right now, and Juan, you have low disk space, so you're gonna be with us a while after the show. All good. Don't worry. She's going to hang out a long time. It's going to be fine.
We'll be fine.
Green, yellow, orange, red, blue, or purple?
For me? Okay.
I just nailed it up.
Let's go red.
What type of seasoning container does Hope Pym enlarge to prevent Sony Birch's henchmen from getting away?
Oh, I know this one. Oh.
I'm tired over here.
Think about it, Juan.
Say it again.
What type of seasoning container does Hope Pym enlarge to prevent Sony Birch's henchmen from getting away?
Was it thyme?
No, that would have been a good guess, though.
Salt shaker?
The correct answer is salt shaker.
God damn it. That went jumped in my fucking question. Wow.
I didn't realize that what I was doing was actually kind of helpful.
I thought you knew.
No, I had no idea. I was going to say Goya. I don't know.
I will go with yellow.
Who does Vision think could destroy the Mind Stone by causing its molecular integrity to fail?
Who does Vision believe can destroy the Mind Stone for... Scarlet Witch.
The correct answer is Wanda Maximoff. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah gets a yellow
point. He doesn't. She wasn't called Scarlet Witch at that
point. Yes, I do, motherfucker.
He wasn't.
Yes, I do.
He wasn't. I don't know if we give it to him. Scarlet Witch
was
like...
Can you imagine if that's how we played?
She was like a few movies down the road. It wasn't that. She was just Wanda. But hey, listen, you want to cheat?
Now she's nobody.
In fact, actually, in the after credits scene where she first appears, her cell says Scarlet Witch, which is bullshit because I'm making that up. But fuck you.
For the first time ever, I'd like to make it known that I'm at the bottom.
You are. Yes, you are at last. How's it feel?
Jeremiah's losing his shit. Never mind.
Yep. Oh, we forgot to do the warning. So for anyone watching, Juan specifically, Jeremiah gets a little excited, a little feisty, a little spicy, some would say. If he gets too much, just blink a lot and I will remove him from the stream for your own safety.
I love the faces that Jeremiah does. He just like, wait, what? That one time when he just like left the whole stream. You know what? Black.
And he's not supposed to do that because it messes up my recording.
Yeah,
he knows that. He still did it. All right. Whose turn? I don't even know.
It's mine.
Pierce.
It's mine. Pierce. But I'm just going to keep going red because I'm hoping that at some point here, it's going to filter in an easy one.
What type of weapon did Yondu control by whistling?
Oh.
Why are you only getting Guardians?
Now we're good.
Bullshit.
The little arrow thing.
Little arrow thing is the correct answer.
Yes.
It actually says little arrow thing.
Perfect.
It does. Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
All right. Juan, what color?
Let's go with red because he seems to get all Guardians. So
I love the Guardians. These names get me, though, here. Another weapon one. All right. What type of weapon does Brock Rumlow try to steal before his capture by the Avengers?
Okay. Can I give you the real name? The villain name of Brock Rumlow?
And you're going to help Juan.
He's Crossbone.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Well, they just kept calling him Rumlow.
Yeah.
Through the movies.
So what type of weapon does Crossbones try to steal?
Oh my gosh, what kind of weapon does Rumlow try to steal?
Come on, there's a hint.
No, it's not.
No idea. I'm not even going to make a guess.
No, I don't blame you on this one.
Winter Soldier book?
No. Okay. No. So it is a biological weapon.
That's all it says?
It just says biological. Wow. It doesn't even say
motherfucker,
weapon.
The last time I had that Age of Ultron question, and it was supposed to be the life crypt or what the fuck ever, and I knew it was a goddamn coffin, and no, fuck, but this is just biological weapon. Fuck.
Yep, just biological.
All right, sorry. I was saying fuck you to the game, to be specific.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we've all been there.
So I have a yellow. Give me a blue, please.
Where does Claw plan to go after his escape from the CIA?
Oh, God. It's an island. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is.
Nope.
Is it not an island?
It's not. I don't think I could pronounce it, if I'm being honest.
It's a land. Piece of land.
I think I can say it.
There's grass.
God. Oh, there is? Is there water?
No, there is.
Barbados. Sure. Barbados.
Nope.
Incorrect. Anyone would like to chime in for 0 points?
Australia. That's not right.
One, that is an island. And two, no.
No idea.
No idea.
Johannesburg.
Where? Johannesburg?
Johannesburg.
That's in Australia.
Africa? No, it's in Africa, right?
Yeah, it's in Africa.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In fact, everything's an island if you think big enough. But go on.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Red, so let's do blue.
Good job.
I have to say it so I remember it.
It's with these names. I'm so tired of it. Where does Melina Vostokov hide a 2-inch blade in Yelena Belova's jumpsuit?
Yes, good job. You did both of those correctly.
In her boot. No?
Anyone want to take a guess for 0 points?
Was it in her belt?
It is in her belt line. Good job, Jeremy.
I thought it was, but then I was like,
again, getting it right when it's not my turn.
You swear.
There's like only two places you can put a knife, right?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking she's wearing the like leather jumpsuit. So like, where are you putting this knife?
Sure. But, like, yeah.
You just got to watch Black Widow again. That's all.
Yeah.
I didn't get there. Let's go red again.
Red again. What vehicle brought Hulk to Sakaar?
Where's John when we need him?
The Quinjet.
The correct answer is Quinjet.
Good job. Nice. Good job, Juan.
That's good. That was a smooth response.
So I have yellow, correct?
Don't tell him.
Yes.
So let me go with orange.
Okay. Who does Thanos see in the realm of the Soul Stone?
Gamora.
The correct answer is young Gamora. We will give it to you. All right. Pierre. Stop Googling things on your phone. You're not going to do the research now
that you need.
Let's
do blue.
Make me nervous here. Where does Steve Rogers hide the USB drive that's filled with top secret SHIELD data?
Oh my God. All these little 2-inch items that they're hiding places.
You're an expert on 2-inch items here. So
that's smaller packages.
There it is.
More to handle.
There it is.
Oh, all right. I'm trying to imagine Steve
There's
Rogers.
There's a funny answer you can say.
He's got 2 inches. And they're putting it in.
You could say something funny, right? Right. Or you could say the correct answer.
Steve Rogers, 2 inches. What else?
Inside somewhere. Top secret SHIELD data.
Right. And it's hidden inside of Steve Rogers. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. It's
not
where
inside.
Does it hide it? You're the one making it inside. No one said about being inside.
So it's hidden in or around Steve Rogers.
You put it somewhere.
Yeah.
In right, Bucky.
Jesus Christ. Would anyone like to guess for 0 points? Juan.
Yes. In a vending machine in a hospital.
Oh my God. I remember that now. Yeah. That's good.
So that is what rewatching movies get to, because that was not easy.
I like my idea where like Bucky's like a little drug mule and like, you know, he just he goes around.
It's a different kind of relationship. Yeah. They had.
Do you have that USB drive I hid in you? Yeah, here it is, Cap. And he like tossed to him. I don't know.
The funny answer would have been America's ass. That would
I was
been.
Thinking.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Juan, what color would you like?
Oh, so I got blue and red. Let's go yellow.
Who manages to mentally subdue Thanos for a few moments on Titan?
Oh, come on!
Mentally?
Juan, if you don't get this, I'm going to be real butthurt. Here, fucking knock it off!
That might be a hint.
It is a hint.
I don't know. It's a little...
So say it again. I have someone in the back of my mind, but I want to hear it again.
Who manages to mentally subdue Thanos for a few moments on Titan?
So it either has to be Wanda or Doctor Strange, and I'm leaning more towards Wanda.
Final answer. It's Mantis.
Correct answer is Mantis.
Because Pierre's fucking helping you out over here.
The first time ever, I was actually giving a real hint.
Yeah, she was on his back and had him by the head.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. And then
I didn't get that far.
And then Peter Quill ruined everything. I will go with purple.
Who calls Steve Rogers after Tony Stark leaves Earth on Thanos' ship?
Who calls Steve Rogers after Tony Stark leaves Earth on Thanos' ship?
I would have worded this question differently. I would have been like, you know, he leaves. Who called who? Tell him he left. Like, this is kind of a weird scene by scene. Who calls Steve Rogers after? No, it is not.
Black Widow? No.
Any guesses for no points? Juan.
Pepper Potts.
Incorrect. Pierre.
Rocket Raccoon.
All right. Bruce Banner. Good job, everybody.
When the fuck did that call take place?
It was in the after credits.
That's what I mean.
Deleted scene.
Probably.
I just feel like some of the questions are worded odd, where it's like you think this is significant to this, but really it's just like the next scene. Like it's not actually significant to the... Anyway, what color? What do we got?
Yeah.
Who's turn?
Blue.
What are we doing? Blue. Where does the ancient one... You love the ancient one. Where does the ancient one say the energy to make magic comes from?
Probably the same place Steve Rogers hid that USB drive. Where does energy come from? I don't know. What? The tree of...
Yes.
Multiverse? The eye of Emoto?
Jeremiah's not helping you. He thinks he is, but he's wrong.
No.
I don't know. It comes from life itself.
Comes from within.
Oh, that's what I said.
No. Actually, the opposite of that. So the correct answer is other dimension.
That's what I said. I said the multiverse.
No, it isn't.
I said that.
Juan.
Run the tape back. I said it.
So blue, red. That's all I got right now, right? Blue and red.
That's all you got.
Let's try yellow again.
If you forget
the
colors, I can just pick them for you too if you want. That works too. But it's green, yellow, orange, and purple. That's what you need.
Okay. Yellow.
Yellow? Okay. Who reminds him not everybody runs on batteries, Tony Stark? Again, with the wording choice of this question.
I do think I remember this, like this, this quib.
Who reminds Tony Stark and says, open quote, not everybody runs on batteries, Tony Stark?
So this is from Iron Man 1, and it either has to be either Pepper or I'm forgetting the dude's name now.
Happy? You're thinking Happy?
Yo.
Yeah, with
but
the beard.
That's probably that's another good choice. Thanks for that one.
Make it worse. Jeremiah.
It's we're gonna go with Jeremiah just said. We're gonna go with Happy.
So the correct answer is Pepper.
Yeah.
He had the diversion.
I kind of want to give it to him, but he's winning ish.
One,
Jeremiah,
also,
even though he's tied, is not winning.
I went against gut.
I don't think anyone's chosen green yet, so I'll choose green.
Which of her teammates helps Nebula escape Alt-2014 Thanos? That is a weird way to explain Thanos from the past, time traveling forward. Alt-2014 Thanos. That's a good username if anyone needs a gamer tag. Alt-2014 Thanos.
Gamora.
Correct answer is Gamora.
Thank you.
That was green, right?
This was, and so was she.
Oh, maybe that's why they did that. Maybe Ooh. That's the connection.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to say Jeremiah's in the lead because even though he is, it's not real. But Jeremiah's in the lead. So, Pierre.
Green.
Which of his colleagues does Strange unsuccessfully date before his accident?
Christine?
Correct answer is Dr. Christine.
Yes.
Pierre, you have earned a green.
Let's go.
You've tied Juan, the fan favorite. Everyone is rooting for him and no one.
Yes, everyone is rooting for Juan. And I'll remember this, people. I will fucking remember this.
Hey.
When I'm on top of the mountain looking down at all you, I will remember.
Remember my name.
I like it.
Sad. All right.
It's sad.
I hope I don't die here. Okay. Let's go with green.
Which of his friends found out that Steve Rogers was not coming back to the present via the quantum tunnel?
Which of his friends found out or which of his friends knew?
Found out. I mean, I think it's just kind of like the one who didn't realize.
Okay.
Of whomever was there. It's like the one who didn't like catch on.
Okay.
I think. I'm going to read it again. Which of his friends found out that Steve Rogers was not coming back to the present via the quantum tunnel? Yeah, no, that's a little tricky wording.
Yeah, which is why I asked for the clarification, even though it's...
Yeah, so I'm not actually sure if I clarified correctly. So, Juan, I guess kind of who was there in the moment? Let's go with that.
So Sam was there, and I don't know who else was there. I'm gonna say Sam Wilson.
correct answer is Bucky Barnes.
Oh.
What? Hold. So that's fucked up. That's fucked up. The answer should be Falcon because Bucky knew he wasn't coming back.
Which of his friends found out that Steve Rogers?
Because Bucky knew before he went.
And Sam was all
that's
like,
"That's why he's
where is he?" He's like, "He's not coming back.
Yeah,
he's not coming back."
Yeah, that was a badly worded question.
Yeah, I don't think we can give it to you. But if you lose, you can use that as a argue point of
sure. So I have yellow, orange, and green, correct?
I keep making me look at no, yes. You need red, blue, or purple.
I will go with blue.
Where had Scourge once fought with Thor?
Where he fought with Thor or against Thor? Again, the wording is fucking terrible.
Where had Scourge once fought with Thor?
With Thor. Asgard?
Pierre's not helping. Where?
Asgard? The Bifrost?
Nope.
Pierre, what's your answer then?
I don't know, but I knew that this would distract it.
Juan, do you happen to know?
It is...
No.
Vanaheim?
Okay.
Yeah. Beats me.
Beta, you did not help me on this.
Nah.
Blames the cat. Wait, were you yelling at your cat?
Well, no, I'm blaming Beta Ray Bill back here.
I thought you turned around and yelled at your cat and like went back to the game.
Dude, Beta Ray Bill for a cat, though, that's a good name.
Beta? Yeah, it's a little long.
Yeah.
The wife's not looking at me, so I think it's a good
Beta Ray Bill, come. Like, it's a little long.
You have three. You already have three cats.
Three. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, you do have three cats. That's enough. Oh, yeah. So I got red, I got blue. Let's do yellow.
You have green and red.
What? I need blue. You're right. I need blue. Give me blue.
You need blue.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I skipped on blue.
The Excel sheet's not a great thing.
I kept losing blue. So
yes, but you got green after I got green. So
oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, no, wait. I decided I don't want blue. Something tells me I don't want blue. I want orange.
Where in Berlin do the two factions of Avengers clash over apprehending Bucky Barnes?
Oh, this where's these. This one's
the train station.
So unnecessarily long.
It's a train station.
Is that your final answer? Would you like me to read the question again?
Oh, wait. They clash at the... No, it's not the train station. They clash at the airport. The fucking airport.
The correct answer is airport. I think it is fair to give it to you, even though you originally blurted it out. I don't think it was final answer.
No. He did not say agreeance? Final answer. No. We are in agreement that he got a correct.
Okay. Pierre will get the blue.
Can I tell you what scene I was thinking of when I said train station?
You were thinking of when Steve comes from around the train and everyone's right there. That was when they were facing the Black Order.
Yep.
Nope.
The train's going and you see a shadow and Black Widow's like, who's that? And then he's like, dun, dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. It comes out. No man now.
Juan, who I might add is in last place currently. It's your turn.
Wow.
Yeah.
let's do green. Let's do green.
Green. My child is screaming bloody murder in the background. And the dog's barking. I hope no one can hear that. Which race from the Nine Realms interrupts Thor's coronation as King of Asgard? Oh, this is a multiple choice, actually.
What? They give him multiple choice for this?
All right, so I'm going to read the question again, and I'm going to give you the options.
He watched Thor 1. He should know this.
Which race from the Nine Realms interrupts Thor's coronation as King of Asgard? Was it the Dark Elves, the Frost Giants, or the Light Elves?
It was when, it was Thor 1, and all of a sudden he's about to knight or make him king, and he goes, Frost Giants. So final
correct answer is Frost Giants.
Nice.
We are now...
We are all
which
tied.
What was that?
We're all tied up in this bitch.
That was a green. We are 3-3-3.
Which Thor was that?
Thor 1, the original. Written by J. Michael Straczynski.
Fun fact from Jeremiah.
Go with orange.
Who is raised alone on Ego's planet? Damn it.
Mantis. Mantis.
God damn it, Jeremiah.
Just a subtle damn it. Like right after the question.
You know what's funny though? Did you say orange?
I did say orange.
I think you have orange.
Oh.
No.
Unless I'm messing up, you have orange.
Have orange.
I had green. I did have orange.
No, damn.
That's all right, so, so let's collectively pick a color to give that to Jeremiah. We've done a little. I think Juan's the only one that hasn't like gotten a. All right, we'll give it. So
Juan gets to pick the color. Pick the color for Jeremiah.
What color should we?
Blue, red, or purple?
Blue.
All right, so we'll give you a blue. Now again, Juan, if you lose, that is tally number two for argument's sake.
I can't wait to see the promo on TikTok about that. You know something, brother? I would have won.
I would have won.
All right, Pierre.
Oh, wait, it's my turn? Okay, blue.
I think so. Yellow, orange, or purple. Let me list them again, because it's a little hard when you can't see them.
Oh, wait, I got blue, actually. All right.
Yellow. Yellow, orange, or purple. Yellow, orange, or yellow.
Orange. Orange.
Grammatically incorrect. Who says of an avalanche, this would be a cool way to die? Read it how I see it. I don't think I can read it.
I know who said it. I know who said it.
So let's play it out, right? Who saw an avalanche and be like, oh, cool way to die?
The only person I can think of that got stuck in ice is Steve Rogers, but I know he didn't say that.
No, he absolutely did not.
He was like, oh my God, I'm in ice. Like that was.
Who would think it'd be a cool way to die?
That's a helpful hint. That's not
Rocket Raccoon.
After. Then after he's like, oh yeah, no. So anyone want to take
one? Do you know? I want to say it was Red Guardian.
No, that is arguably as close as anyone's going to get.
Yeah, that's a really good guess.
Yelena Belova?
Correct answer is Yelena.
Yeah, it was between the two of those because I remember it being said on the helicopter.
You really like that movie.
Pretty.
It's a great movie. It's way better than a lot of people give it credit
for. There's no way.
Phantom said Iceman.
I like Phantoms or songs.
Comic Talk seemed to have gotten it. There is a delay. So when I see answers in the chat, they're probably on time. So
yeah.
Where are we? Juan.
Okay. So I got blue, red, and green. Is that what you got?
Yes. So you need a yellow, an orange, or a purple.
Let's go with purple.
Purple.
You know what? I might be messing up because I'm looking at my Excel sheet and I tried to put it in the same order that we were going here and I didn't. It's actually backwards. So who knows if I'm making mistakes? Purple, we said. All right. Who is able to purge Ultron from the internet?
Oh.
Interesting.
Who or what?
Who?
Purge him from the internet. Oh, I see it happening. It's got to be Jarvis, right? Final answer. I'm not going to go anywhere else. Final answer.
His vision.
Oh, yes.
That's tough. I really...
He was born yesterday. Because
Jarvis is Vision. Vision is Jarvis, but okay, yeah. I'm tempted
I say we give it to him. I say, Pierre?
Yeah. Shit.
All right, now the promo isn't going to be blaming me.
Wrong way.
There you go. So I need red or purple. I'm going to go with red.
That's correct. Okay. Red. Which book did Calculus steal pages from? No. Calculus?
Huh?
You know,
type it.
I should proofread them for a quick second before I try and say it out loud, but I'm trying to be quick.
Type it so I can see what you're saying.
See.
At least I'm not going to be the one with the
It's so tiny. L I U S.
The
Yes. Okay, so that doesn't help me at all. What book does she steal pages from?
Yeah.
The Darkhold?
No.
Okay, was it Bucky's thingy? I don't know.
The Book of Caglistrio.
Right.
That is the Darkhold.
No. Oh, it is?
Yes, the Book of Caglistrio is the Darkhold.
Different name.
Are you sure?
That's not the name.
Why wouldn't they just write the Darkhold?
Next. Don't give it to him.
Hold on,
it's the
hold
same
on.
Thing as Juan.
If he gets that one, I get the other one.
That's only fair.
I want to make sure that I'm not crazy.
Oh.
It is not. Okay. Woo. It is not.
Okay.
We dodged a bullet. Right. We dodged
we're
a bullet, guys.
Regardless. So.
We made it.
What is the Book of Caglistrio?
Now we got to be stricter. We can't be giving freebies.
Not so Jeremiah.
I mean, we are at 45 minutes, so maybe we should. All right. Whose turn? What are we doing? Pierre?
Orange. Go.
Who is the Asgardian goddess of death?
Oh, Hela. Oof. Next. Boom.
God damn it.
And with that, Pierre is tied with Jeremiah. Juan, you should be tied, but Pierre decided you didn't deserve it.
All right, so let's go with purple again.
Who is the pile of rocks Thor first meets in the Grand Master's
Temple? Oh, nice. You got this.
The pile of rocks. His name is Korg, right?
Good job.
His name is Korg. And with that, we're all tied up. 2-1.
I will go with red.
Got a real nail biter here.
Real nail biter. Which Infinity Stone is concealed within Loki's scepter?
The Mind Stone.
Nope.
Okay. That is problematic. Jeremiah is one away from winning. He needs purple, which is his favorite color, which he likes to mention. Damn, Jeremiah. You've left arm seems way more muscular than the right one.
Very, very questionable left arm definition.
Everyone is sweating a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. What do I need? Just give it to me.
Yellow or purple?
Go. Boom.
Who tells Bruce Banner, dude, you're embarrassing me in front of the wizards?
Juan's getting a rally cap on.
Oh, man. Oh, man, he's trying. Who tells Jeremiah? Wait, I mean, who tells what?
Who tells Bruce Banner he's embarrassing him in front of the wizards? This one's so easy.
Iron Man. Boom.
The answer is Tony Stark. The correct answer is Tony Stark, motherfucker, because he wasn't wearing an Iron Man suit.
I get it. Let's go.
All right.
Tied up.
Pierre, Jeremiah, both need purple. Juan, you need yellow and orange.
Am I next?
You are
next.
Oh, my bad. Let's go yellow.
Jeremiah's getting very, very antsy over here. All right. Who tells Doctor Strange the hardest choices require the strongest wills?
Is it?
Love to give him a hint.
Can I give him a hint? I'll give him a hint.
If you're cool with him tying you, sure.
They hold the Book of Cagliostro.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It's either got to be the ancient one or I'm forgetting the other guy's name.
Damn, I want to give you hints. If I give you a hint, it would really, really help though, so I can't.
I don't even remember the question anymore.
Read it again, just for fun. Who tells Doctor Strange the hardest choices require the strongest wills? It's a tough one.
It's not that tough.
It's pretty tough. I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
I'm half wrong. I am right, but I'm not fully right.
I'm going to go with the ancient one. Still, the thing that comes to mind. It's probably that
is incorrect.
Wrong.
It is Wong.
That is incorrect.
What? It's not Wong?
Rocket Raccoon.
Pierre, that is wrong. The correct answer is Thanos.
Really?
Oh.
I don't remember that. Speaking, comic talk, I appreciate it. You segued me to the final question, which is purple. Let's go.
So again, I just want to put a warning out. If Jeremiah wins, actually, if he comes in second, whatever it is, he's a little spicy. Throws some words. Are they words that he could get canceled over? Sometimes.
What? No.
Purple, for the win, who is the last of the Warriors Three to fall before Hela?
Hogan.
Oh, no. The correct answer is Hogan.
Pierre, can you name the other two Warriors Three?
At least he knows not to actually leave and screw me up.
Juan, do you know the other two Warriors Three?
I don't.
Volstagg and Findall.
Damn. Juan, you were supposed to win this.
I know. I almost did.
I mean,
fucking close.
Finally.
So, in theory, right? We gave Jeremiah a second orange. And it was red. So if we wanna really screw Jeremiah, we could say that you still need red.
No.
All right. Do we want
to
do
close sudden to death second? For second yeah.
place?
Second
All right. So place, Jeremiah, help me judge who answers. Okay. So what we
Pierre,
do with this?
Pierre, you can get your second place crown if you come back.
This is just Mr. Sacco.
Horrible audio. Hysterical, but horrible audio. Not going to translate well.
just Mr. Sacco.
What do you want? What do you want from my life?
I'm gonna read a question. You're gonna blurt it out. First one to blurt it out correct gets the point.
Second place.
Whoever gets the point. Juan, you actually need two, if I'm being honest. So
Juan does need to answer two questions before
Pierre. Need to answer two. Right. Yep. So if Pierre gets the first one, you're beat. Still being rooted for, may I add.
Yeah, I believe you all.
I thought Juan had the best chances at all of us as well because of his hard work. I mean, maybe you should just watch recap.
He came in strong with the the foot answer. Yeah. You know, he had the right footwear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoa, jeez.
The wording. Juan got screwed on the grammatical side of
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Juan, that's you should have won this. I will 100% concede that you should have won it, but I'm the one wearing the fucking crown. So.
And Jeremiah, like I said, we gave you a double orange. So there's a little asterisk, just like is the new there? Thunderbolt title.
Yeah. Oh, no. Good segue.
We should make him answer.
I'm just
going
to go down the list. Doesn't matter the color.
We should make him answer a blue. I mean, to make it fair, he didn't. He never got a blue right.
Never got a blue right?
Right.
No, I think he never got a red right.
We gave him the blue.
I never got a blue right.
Just saying.
Juan gave me the blue.
Just saying.
I thought it was red.
The true winner would have gotten a blue on his own. But hey, listen.
Do we want to just give him a blue right now?
Give me a blue right now.
I'd like
just to.
I mean,
yes.
He's getting a little spicy. This is why we don't want him to win.
I just want to make sure he's the true champion. That's it. That's all. Just testament.
Give me a blue.
Pierre, you failed us here. You're on a roll. Which country in the United Kingdom are Wanda Maximoff and Vision in when attacked by the Children of Thanos?
I can picture where they are. I want to say Sweden.
Correct answer is Scotland.
Woo! Scotland. Ah.
And he loses.
All right.
He's back on the board again.
I'm going to go down the list. Jeremiah, help me judge who answers first. Juan, Pierre, blurt it out. Who are the first three people out of the sling ring portals to join the fight against Thanos?
Sam Wilson is one of them.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean? Falcon. He comes running there. He's like, I'm on your left.
First out. No, first
Black out. Panther.
Yes. Pierre,
Ant-Man.
You have just gotten second place and stole it from Juan. No, you were good. You were good. You stop. Black Panther's right.
That was it?
That was it. That was a very unexciting sudden death.
Juan, thank you so much for joining us. I think you have to delete your Juan watches movies now. I think that account is suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
going down.
Harsh. All right. Tell everybody where to follow you again and all that good stuff.
So if you'd like to follow me, I'm on TikTok. Obviously, I'm on YouTube. I'm trying to start that, curate some videos and put them over there. I'm also on Instagram, curating that as well. But mostly I'm on TikTok. I have a movie page as well, and I have a comic book page. That's me.
All right. Make sure you go follow Pierre Love Cheesy Bread. We're trying to get him to 1,000 followers so we can go live together on TikTok and make this
just
a lot better.
Just do a few more.
Do the same for Above All Comics. We got a good try for Juan. Comic Talk wants a rematch. Yeah, so I'm assembling all our TikTok friends to do a massive, massive trivia game that will definitely go over an hour that we're going to plan for like 3 months from now. That's the end goal here. But
Where did Juan go?
We lost Juan, which is not good for my recording purposes. All right, let's bring him back. There we go. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
He's back.
Pierre, do you have an outro? I don't know. I didn't write you anything. Do you have any final?
I just want to say that this episode was sponsored by Celsius, our unofficial sponsor. Hasn't sponsored us, right. But they might if they continue watching me drink the Celsius. And if you are following our Jeremiah drinking game, he did give us one fun fact today.
One shot.
So
no hangover tomorrow.
Exactly. It was a nice light drinking day today. So
I think I should be referred to henceforth as champion Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, you still only have one win out of this is part three here.
Who is the current undisputed universal trivia champion? It is me. Mm-mm. Acknowledge.
This wasn't for a belt, actually. I never put it up on the line.
I should have sabotaged him.
The fact that you can sabotage
him. Can we have him answer two more blue questions? And like, if he doesn't get those two, we'll give him two more shots. If he doesn't get it,
just to hold it against him,
he doesn't.
Just to knock down the cost.
He's not the champion.
All right. I'm cool with it.
Let's two more chances know. To get your blue.
Which dimension is beyond time?
What's the question?
Which dimension is beyond time?
Dormammu's dimension.
Wrong. Dark dimension.
Whoa, that is the dimension, you motherfucker!
One more shot.
The dark dimension is where Dormammu lives! Motherfucker! All right.
Which of Lewis's cousins visit an abstract expressionist exhibit at an art museum with him?
Wait, what is the question?
Wrong. That's it, guys.
Which of Lewis's cousins visit an abstract expressionist exhibit at an art museum with him?
Lewis's cousins?
I don't even know who Lewis is.
I can't say the word. I'm just going to end the stream. Good job, everyone. Hugs and kisses. Bye-bye now.
Oh, I was dancing.
Did you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.